There used to be more of us in the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, but a lot of our jobs have disappeared. A lot of the clothes Americans are buying for women and kids are imports. They're being made in foreign places. When the work's done here, we can support our families and pay our taxes and buy the things other Americans make. That's what it means when the label says union.
Look for the union label when you are buying Lacoste dress or gloves. Remember, somewhere our union sewing, our wages going to feed the kids and run the house. We work hard, but who's complaining? Thanks to the IMG, we're paying our way. So always look for the union label. It says we're able to make it in the USA.
Come on, I want a good one.
But also, ladies.
No. Let's just try.
Hoses. Negativity.
No.
On my, I started to go to the restroom. I still have little glitches. Come on. If I had a nickel for everybody, this, let me tell you something. Little girl. And I keep my protein up. It is not a ghost. If I break a nail, they're on my web. Flying in your
and I don't know what's
down.
Wrong, but I
when I get off that
nigger,
stage, they took 10 pounds of water off
from my web, from my web,
grandma,
from my web,
grandma. During the '80s was horrible. No, there is no limbo. I've been violated in some way. Is that another guy
grandma,
that made that?
I don't know what's wrong.
During from my, I've been
and
violated.
I don't know what's wrong.
You don't. I've been violated. You don't. Is that another
nigger?
Is that another guy? You don't mean. Is that another?
And I don't
know.
During the
eight.
And I don't know what's wrong.
Is that another?
I went during the eight.
You don't mean
raccoons.
There is
grandma.
You don't mean
somebody could. I came out of there.
There is no limbo.
During the eight.
Is that another guy that made that?
They took 10.
When I is that another guy?
During the '80s was
I've
been. They, when
is
I
that
an,
that,
during
you don't
the, and I don't know what's
you don't,
during
I've
the 80s was horrible.
Another,
took, during the 80s was horrible. I came out of there feeling like I was
yeah,
sick.
I
started sweating.
Either that or
these,
no,
I don't know what
no,
they are
no,
because
no,
I'm not.
No,
the other side,
I'm,
the other side of the brain said.
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown.
Dummy.
I'm
going to put on
I am a working
grandma,
psychic.
I have him trouble.
From my web.
No. They took. On one. Can you. There
grandma,
is no limbo.
And I went
can you imagine? On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, the other side of the brain.
During,
is that another God? The others. There is no limbo.
I came out of
just
to,
you don't mean to tell me
somebody were on by somebody could tell us that we were
just take aim and do
somebody could tell us that we were
but just
but on
nigger
dog you know what on my
pickle just take aim and do it
pickle
just take aim and do it
somebody could tell us that we were
the other side of the on the
now I'm still
I have
put my
foot
name I don't want
oh,
anybody
I,
to catch my
can
name
can you imagine all
grandma.
This the other
no one
I put
every,
my one
I'm
still
I
the, on, can
I
you imagine all
every, my name
I arch my every, on
my
one hand
is,
you have a,
I,
the other
Sylvia
I
Celeste,
the other
no
I put
everyone
no one
I have
employees
no. Entity,
I have three corporations
not everyone is psychic
oh damn it it's still making the buzzing that must be a spirit.
And I went and got my nails done. I thought I was going to do something for myself.
Hi, honey. Hi, my name is Madge Weinstein, and I happen to be a lesbian. That's not the entire purpose of my being, but it is a large a large purpose of my being. And I'm a lesbian, and I have food allergies. Okay, I don't hear the buzzing. That's good. I don't even know. I think I'll just cycle Sylvia by myself. What you need to do is hold it stiff.
Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi. Everyone in the world, pleasant at all, is psychic.
The other side of the brain said...
is psychic.
Dummy.
Any germ was a...
Sorry. I'm just sylviating a lot because I really don't have anything to say. I played the Union song at the beginning because I was just... I just done seen a picture of the Bangladeshi business and all that horribleness that happened there. 1,000 people, is it, that died now? And, you know, it just reminded me of the 70s and that song, The Union Label. It used to be on the television all the time. Let me just get a swig of my bong water. Who was it that said that? It sounds like I'm taking a bong. I will never forgive you. That's bullshit. Listen, if I run a bong, this would be much a better show. You know that.
Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
Because at 68, I certainly don't have any horrible things wrong. And I've seen so many psychics. Our people just go down the drain. No one. No dark entity. Nothing can come up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, look for the Union Label when you are prolapsed and your chicken girdle. When you are showing this Union Label and you are prolapsed, the only thing you can do is look for that Cheryl Prolapse, because she's ugly as hell, heck and darn. She's an ugly whore. Her name is Cheryl, and you can make her in the USA. She's abortions. I'm not sure, but I believe Andy Melton has unblocked me. I better turn off my my online status on Skype because I have parentals that always... They think that when it's green, it means I'm trying to call them, which is funny. They think they do. Isn't it terrible? My parents think when it's green, when my Skype status is green, that it's ringing. Isn't that funny? Anyway, I hope everyone, especially Cheryl Martini, prolapse, had a... wonderful, marvelous, marvelous, marvelous reading and Mother's Day. I really do. So, what else? So the unions, you know, I don't know. Was it, I wish somebody knew more about this because I only know, starting with Reagan, how he fucked up the unions by blowing, you know, the air traffic controllers went on strike and then basically he fired them all. And then that gave unions a lot less power in this contray. And, but I'm pretty sure that the, union problems had started well before that. I'm just curious if who knows, probably Bicycle Mark would know something like that. Maybe he can come on and talk about this with maids when he's not over in Stan, whichever Stan he's in. Sorry, I'm trying to log into my Skype, on my Facebook, on my Skype and all that, my webinar. All of a sudden, I have this weird smell, and I think it's because I picked my nose, and it smells like chlorine, like I just inhaled chlorine. Maybe I had some lesbian juice on my finger or something, because that sometimes smells like chlorine. Oh, boy. Look for the Union Prolapse when you are ugly, and Christ Cheryl is. She is so ugly, and and a whore. And then I think she cannot get any uglier. But then I see whore and see how ugly she is. And then I wonder if she'll have another abortion soon. And chicken. Don't you hate when you're on Facebook and they recommend somebody dead to be your friend or somebody dead is your friend? I'm not really a big fan of that. And in the house we work for, but who's complaining? I am obese, and that's about it. You know that I'm fiat. I am a bloated, and you are bloating, and I am bloated, and in the house we work for, but who's complaining? I am a fat thing, and that's pretty much all there is to it. Yeah. yeah. That is the thing with me, that I need to make it in the U. I have nothing to talk about. So I'm trying to call my friend here, but it probably won't work. And in the house we work for, but who's collapsing? We have a prolip. Yeah. It's not working. I don't hear any ringing. Shouldn't I? Ooh, that's awfully loud. And in the house we work for, but who's complaining? And in the ILU, so they used to have these, oh, I can't look at my face. I get uglier every goddamn day. Jesus Christ. This aging is ridiculous. Now I understand why people get facelifts. If I squeeze my lip, and I do mean upper lip, I don't look as bad. Maybe I'll shave today. I'm going to go to the evening yoga class, which means I have a little bit of stretched out time. If I go to the daytime class, you know that scene in Brazil, the movie, with Katherine Hellman getting her face stretched out? That's what I need. But then the problem is my upstairs lips make me look like I have smushed lip. And then I'll have so much fats tied to my ears, I don't know if I'll be able to hear. So I was babysitting all weekend. That was all right, but it sucks because the only way I know how to babysit is to bribe children because they don't behave unless you bribe them with prezzies in this country. And in the house we work for the union prolip. Oh, my God, stop it. God damn it. You know, I ask a reasonable question because I posed a question, why does Minnesota get gay marriage before Illinois? Reasonable. I get all this talky. And Chris Hawk says, she says something, do I have to read this? She says, thus and so, your mama does. No, she says, well, I'll just have the computer read it since I have lapsed right now. I have it all online. That's why I hear a little bit of static, because that's the computer lapsing. I'll just let the computer read her. Let's see what she said. Speech. Oh, I can't. Oh, is it built in now, the speech? How do you make it speak? Dan, dan. There used to be a way to make the goddamn thing speak. You know what? I've had it with this shit. Speech. Yeah, speech. All right. Why is it? Oh, it didn't work. Speech. Start speaking.
No. Chris Hawk, the libertarian strain, plus they don't have Southern Illinois, which might as well be West Virginia.
So I asked Chris, what is the libertarian strain? He proceeds to post a mugshot of the grumpy cat. And it says, source, Tardar, with it, like, retarded. 02 November 2012, bad catitude, Imgur County. That's just, I hate that cat, and I hope it dies, if it's not already dead. But I do have a cat video I'm going to post that I posted a long time on Insane Films. And now that it's populared, the cat thing again, maybe I'll get some hits from it. Let's see. Wish I had somebody to talk to on this crappy shithole. Can you go on Skypes? I think 7 is online. Is he online? And you go on Skype, I'm recording. Let's see. Message. Can you go on Skype? I'm recording and have nothing to talk about. There. And in the house we work for, but who's complaining? And when we are in the ILF, you know that I have a womanly scrotum. Not really. But my lips.
I have employees. I have 3 corporations.
No one, no dark entity, nothing can come up. Because at 68, I certainly don't have any horrible things wrong. And I've seen so many psychics Or people just go down the drain.
On my
web. Somebody, an ex-lesbian friend is asking me to join her so I can find out how she's in a wonderful career while I'm in look for the union label. Oh my God, she got fat. Well, at least there's that. Let's see how fat she got. She got. Oh yeah, she's a big, dang, she got big. She got, and she's wearing her. Oh my God, that's so funny. Not only is she's wearing her, you know how you have those things that, the things around your neck that when you go to they're not lanyards, like these fabric things that hold your name tags when you go on little things or if you're retarded. Well, he's wearing his name tag, his company name, you know, thing. Well, good for her. Anyway, I don't even know. Well, some people, they like to do things with their life, I guess. Not my fault. Oh, boy. Could. All right, anyway, so that's not going to happen. I guess I could talk about stuff. What are we talking about? The Bangladesh, so let's bring the jobs back. I saw this thing where it was like blaming, a cartoon blaming Republicans for sending jobs overseas, but wasn't it Clinton mainly that opened up the trade barriers, wasn't it? I mean, really, we have to be intellectually honest, right? Oh, this is boring. I'm sorry to be boring as fuck. I really am, and I thought I would have something that would come up. And I hate the static. Let me turn that off. Somebody calls, I'll see it. You know, I don't have to hear the goddamn static. Yeah, she's not on there. She's not going on a Skype. Can you have... Oh, wait a second. I typed it in the wrong message holder. Or no, I'm logged on to Facebook. So it's all fucked. Oh, now the fan's turning on. That's wonderful. Thanks, fan. Fanny. You know, isn't it interesting that Fanny in America means butt or tushy in a nice way? Like, it's not a bad word. But in England, Fanny means vagina. Did you know that? I knew that. I did.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
Yeah.
Road again, on the road again, on the road again.
I guess I could talk about the fact that I finished my third Scientology book yesterday in less than a month. I don't know why I'm so interested in that. The next book I'm going to read is about the Vatican. Some newer book about the Vatican. I used to never like nonfiction. Now that's all I seem to be interested in. But, if you have any doubts that Scientology is a cult that needs to be stopped, you should read any of these books. I think my favorite one, and it's also the easiest to read, is by Jenna Miscavige Hill. And she is somebody who has been in the Scientology church since she was about 4 years old, and she tells her story from the first person, and it's phenomenal. And Miscavige is her maiden name, and that's also the name of the crazy motherfucker that runs the so-called church, David Miscavige, and he is fucking nuts. You thought L. Ron Hubbard was nuts. This guy basically stole the church from her and made it about 10 times nuttier. He beats the fuck out of people. Like, he beats them and tortures them and keeps them contained, and it's so weird, and people have to escape to get out of there. Oh my God, it's so strange. We're not talking about all Scientologists, of course. We're just talking about the sort of the clergy. But they make children work. I mean, there's child labor. And this is not something anecdotal. You know, this is by journalists that have confirmed it using multiple sources. One of the journalists is Lawrence Wright, who writes for The New Yorker. And another one is Jane Megenstein. No, what is her name? Janet Reitman of The Rolling Stone. She wrote a book called... something about, I forget what the names of the books are, but whatever. And it talks about Tom Cruise and how they're all fucking nuts over there. I mean, it's really fucking nuts. It's a cult. It sucks you in, especially if you're vulnerable. Hang on.
Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.
Sorry, I had to get my business out of control. I guess she's too busy to talk to me, or not on. She's one of those people that has a life, and she doesn't get now, this second. La la, dipsy la la po, dipsy la la po, la la. I'm talking now, nothing to say, boring me. Please rescue me, house music all night long, feel it, be free. We always like to joke about things like those songs, those house music songs where it's all about freedom when really it's just about smelling in a, you know, in a nasty, stank hole, really, I suppose. Anyway, why am I so determined to do a program when I have nothing to say? How long have I been not saying anything? It's been 21 minutes. I'm almost done. The stream of cunt juiceness. No, Grumpy Cat, we don't like you. Let's see, the Union Label. I can play that again. I'm starving, too, by the way. Hey, that's not it. That's the Union Boys. How doing? Let me see. I need to turn this on in case so I can hear the business.
These Garment Workers Union. But a lot of our jobs have disappeared.
Yeah.
A lot of the clothes Americans are
that's
buying
right.
for women and kids are imports. They're being made in foreign places. When the work's done here, we
at least
can support
can breathe.
Our families and pay our taxes and buy the things other Americans make. That's what it means when the label says union.
Yeah.
Look for the union label when you are buying white coats, dress, or gloves. Remember somewhere our union sewing, our wages going to feed the kids.
And when the house we work for, but who's complaining?
And,
yeah. Chicken. All right, let's see if I have something. I'm just going to go through my business. Let's see, Arrested Development is coming back. That's good. Oh, here's a fibro. Let's read fibro things. Yeah, that's what we'll do until... Wait, who has lymphoma? What? What's this? Somebody have lymphoma? Hold on a sex cunt. Oh, Jesus Christ. See, this is how it goes on the internet. Oh, turns out I have a blocked sweat gland, not lymphoma. WebMD, you were so close. Never, ever read WebMD, people. Never. God, what's wrong with you? Do not ever self-diagnose. That is like the dumbest thing you can ever do, because you'll just think you're dying.
Look familiar, Ugh. I really dread those crack-of-the-dawn appointments like the one on Friday. Lol, I don't sleep well as it is, but I am thankful. I already got X-ray, so I'll find out the results of that soon today, Holly.
Oh. Results of a test? That's different. Oh, here's a good one.
I have been wondering how many of you suffer from vibration. My mother gave me a vibration chair to help me relax, and I find it stresses me out more than relaxes me. I find no matter what kind of thing I am doing, if it has a vibration in any way, I start itching horrendously. I find vibration also intensifies my pain level. How are you with vibration?
Oh, I forgot to put the signature line on that, because it's important, of course. God damn it. Come on. This is too hard. I need a hotkey.
Cindy Fibro Colors.
I'm going to play that again for 7, because it'll give us a nice talking point. Okay, how come I don't see him online? Oh, that's the wrong goddamn shit, because I have this goddamn fucking shit on. Yeah, I have the goddamn Facebook shit on. I don't want that on. 7. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to turn off the goddamn Facebook shit. Okay. Hi.
Hello? Hey, how are you?
Oh, good. You've rescued me from talking about nothing. I'm annoying myself to no end.
You have nobody else to talk to? Okay.
I have my vagina, but she's very dry. Her humor, her sense of humor is dry.
Get her a glass of water.
I have one, but people think it's a bong the way it sounds. Here, listen. People think this is a bong when I drink. Tell me if it sounds like a bong.
Is it a kitty cup?
It is kind of. It's one of those lesbian, you know, the things you bring on your walks for fat or whatever they go. I have a discussion point, though. I thought I would play this post, and then we can talk about it. It's a post.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you guess which focus group forum thing it's from afterwards, but let's read it and discuss.
I have been wondering how many of you suffer from vibration. My mother gave me a vibration chair to help me relax, and I find it stresses me out more than relaxes me. I find no matter what kind of thing I am doing, if it has a vibration in any way, I start itching horrendously. I find vibration also intensifies my pain level. How are you with vibration, Cindy Fibro Colors?
I think that's a
reasonable. What the fuck? Stop using the chair.
But that wasn't the question. The question is, how are you with vibration? How are you with vibration, Seven?
I seem to do okay, I think. Mm-hmm.
Do you use vibrators?
No. Mm-hmm. But I have.
Do you have a vibration chair for your fibro? Do you have fibro? Does it hurt? Do you complain about it?
Sometimes. What sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it just depresses me. Sometimes I just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you have fibro, you care all the time. Not so much about getting rid of the pain, but about making sure that other people feel your pain.
Well, maybe I just have fibro light.
Yes, you have fibro uralgia, not mine.
Really, though? Mm-hmm. That's stupid. That is so stupid.
Do you think? I love reading the fibro posts. Let's just see one more.
What was I looking at? There was something I saw in Porto last week. And it had the same fucking purple color. And I was like, oh, I should take a picture of that for you.
Everything purple is wonderful, isn't it?
It was a protest poster, or one of these student posters or something, and it was like, I don't know, it was in Portuguese, like, we support our children or something like that, and it was in the fibro color.
Oh my God, I just found something amazing. This is a gift from the goddess, because we're doing this. It's it's called Man Flu. It's a poem from Fibro Colors, Man Flu. Here, listen.
I wrote this last October trying to raise awareness and understanding X. Man flu. Have you ever had flu laying still? Nothing you can do, an ache in muscles, head to toe fatigue which leaves you feeling low along with the energy you lack. There is a pain in the spine of your back, moving hurts, even 2P medication. Flu relief is just the key. No energy to feel, agree, vibe just described me. Do you believe? A small part of my everyday life. Maybe you have experienced a few days of strife. There are lots of people that experience as I do, so please don't dismiss this. Hullabaloo. Fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue is real. Want to wake to normal life. So surreal. Those that manage every day, minute, week whilst cure, aid, recovery they seek. Please consider with empathy inside how you felt with flu. In bed too hot, imagine your life with constant flu, not knowing where to go, what to do. I'm not wishing upon you this curse, just support, understanding. Nothing perverse, frustrated you may feel when your family or friend is ill and you want their suffering to end. You hope as we do the prescribed pill will reduce symptoms, so not so very ill. Please vent your frustration elsewhere. A colleague or friend who does care, don't pass on to the one with condition as guilt evolves. A hopeless rendition. I wish I had a Beecham's or Lemzip to take, so better I'd feel once awake. Maybe one day they will invent a cure that would be surely godsent. Mel Isherwood, October 26th, 2012.
Before they make a cure, don't you think they need to create an actual diagnosis, a real disease first?
Yeah, are any of these people maybe going through withdrawals through Vicodin or something like that? Because these are all sounding like drug withdrawals.
I think what they should change, I think that name of that poem should be do my laundry for me. Or get me a maid, get me a nanny.
I'm a lazy fat bitch and it hurts. Please help.
Hostess went out of business. What do I do? That kind of thing.
God.
Male issue.
You know, it's really funny that there's so much, so much emphasis on such a thing like that, and absolutely no emphasis on the important issues.
What are you saying? It's not important? Fibro?
Fibro? Well, I mean, you know, I could have fibro if I wanted it too.
There's nothing more important than having fibro, except maybe other people knowing that you have fibro. You know, yesterday was National Fibro Awareness Day, but it was also Mother's Day.
They have a national day?
Yeah, well, pretty much every day, but it's a national day. The problem is it was also Mother's Day, so they got the shaft.
Oh, so stupid.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Look, here's the picture. This is Fibro Colors, by the way, for anybody who wants to look. It's an open community on Facebook. Here's my family sporting purple for fibromyalgia awareness. They're all wearing purple.
Wait a second. Where do I see this picture?
You go to, here, I'll send you the link. I think I can just send this to you. It's really amazing. I think that's pretty much a good enough topic, don't you? All right, there it is. Do you see the linky poo?
Yes, I see it. Now I'm looking, oh God.
Just scroll down
to the big heart.
See the butterfly? I don't know, for some reason a butterfly is good.
Butterfly represents the pain I want others to feel.
I guess it means you're going to change, but you never will. Look at all these purple people. I wore purple in honor of my aunt, Patricia Wallace, wearing purple.
That cheap Photoshop filter. Do you know what that is? That's one of those zoom blur things, a circular blur or whatever.
Gaussian?
No, no, not what? Gaussian. It's another one of those circular blur. Zoom. No, it's a radio blur. That's
which,
what it
which
is.
Which picture are you talking about?
I have fibromyalgia.
Myalgia.
Oh, sorry.
You can't pronounce it. How do you expect to have it?
I just have the fibro part.
What about the one that says my support? And in there, it's like, talk about bad Photoshop, and it's like a kind of like a four-way split screen with fat people and all of them, basically.
Do I have to scroll down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's a fibro wheat-woven parachute bracelet. Fat people.
This is just a small fraction of my wonderful support.
Oh my God, look at this huge thing. Oh God, she's got no chin and lots of fibro. Oh, and a fibro. My family wore purple today, and my son even dyed his mohawk purple for fibro.
I was just looking at the fat girl who dyed her hair with like streaks of fibro color.
Aww.
Oh, there's the mohawk.
And there's the horse with fibro that fucks me every day. I don't know why my vagina hurts. I get fucked by this horse.
Oh my God.
It hurts.
A hipster disease.
A hipster. Fibro. Oh my God, I bought a new domain this weekend. Ooh. It's really exciting. It's called fatshamers.com.
Fat shamers. Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's kind of bad. But, you know, I had to do it. You know.
So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to build a site?
I'm going to shame fat people, and that's all I'll say for now. But it's not really going to be me doing it. Why did I just say that? Okay, that's the only time I'm ever going to mention the site. I will never say it again because I don't want people to think that it's my site, wink. So it's not going to be my site. It's going to be, I'm going to let my friend Pat do it, and I'm going to, everything will be in her name, and I will have washed my hands of it.
Got purple. Get your purple on.
Oh, got God. Purple. Purple's the best color for fatties.
Oh, a day of my life. If one more person says one more thing, I quit. I am done trying. Oh, I have to make it bigger so I can read it all.
Quit what? Read it out loud.
I don't know. So I can
yeah,
do
read
this.
It in a female voice.
What was I supposed to remember? Why won't my brain shut up? I accept I'm going crazy. What the heck? These people who need it.
Can I play another poem for you? It's called
Please Do.
And Yet I Smile. Well, I'll let Darla introduce it. Here's Darla
wanted to share. Hope it is okay to share on here. My beautiful daughter wrote this poem for me for Aww. Mother's Day. She is one of the few who really understand me. Hope you enjoy. And yet I smile. Can you see the pain in my eyes? Can you see the ache in my stride? Can you tell I'm hurting by the way that I walk? Can you tell I'm tired by the way that I talk? I live with these feelings every day. And yet, I continue to smile. Is it obvious that I'm ready to cry? You think I whine, but do you really know why? I'm tired, I'm stressed, and I'm falling apart, and yet, I continue to smile. Misdiagnosed 100 times, my condition hides in a clever disguise. It's hard to tell that it's even there, I'm a victim to its wear and tear. My body aches and I can barely stay up, and yet, I continue to smile. Fibromyalgia isn't a joke. It's as real as you and me. I'm not faking this pain, this chronic fatigue. Why would I want to be? With the support of family and the care of friends, we'll search for a cure so this pain can end. When love surrounds you all the while, why would you not continue to smile?
Oh my God. That's like the worst poem in the whole fucking world.
And that's some kid made that for her mother? What the fuck does the mother do to her kids that they have to, like, I swear it's so weird about this.
Well, clearly her child is feeling her pain.
But why is it so important for these fibro strugglers to make other people feel their pain? It's more important than anything. Like, they're not, they more complain about that than pain reduction, you know?
No shit. You see this wonderful, there's two pieces, and they sort of contradict each other in a funny way.
Okay.
Every minute, people are being diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Sorry. Okay. They're not given much information other than that there is no cure for this. Because of the lack of information that should be provided, many people are living with fibromyalgia.
Very good.
Without a clue as to what to do for their health and pain. People are left feeling like they are the only ones suffering with this. We need awareness for fibromyalgia. Stop.
You said it right a minute ago.
Okay. So that the others know they are not alone. With awareness, knowledge can be given to people who do not know what fibromyalgia is or how it affects people's lives. Please take a moment to learn what fibromyalgia is. Fibromyalgia has no boundaries as far as age or gender. We need awareness now. If not now, when? Okay, so then you go down a little bit further.
Yeah.
Okay, then it says fibro colors, 30,000, strong and growing. So one tells you that every minute people are being diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they don't know it. And
they don't know they're being diagnosed?
It just says they're not given much information other than that there is no cure for this. So many people are living with fibromyalgia without a clue as to what to do for their health and pain. People are feeling like that. Well, then you go down and you see, like, well, 30,000 strong and growing. Okay, so.
Well, you know what that sounds like to me? The doctor saying there's no cure. You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like translation. Get the fuck out of my office. Just leave.
You know, Madge, not all scars show. Not all wounds heal. Not all illnesses can be seen. Not all pain is obvious.
Really?
Remember this before passing judgment on another.
Not all pain is obvious. Okay. Here's this. Do you think my pain is fake? ? That was in a very strange looking porno font in red. In a black font, we have a smaller. Do you really think I enjoy 1, countless painful procedures? 2, medication side effects? 3, losing friends? 4, unable to do the things I love? 5, losing the career that I loved? 6, not being able to play with my children? Or 7, being raped? No, being judged? ? Think again, all caps in porn font. 3 exclamation points, chronic pain awareness. Facebook.com/survivingchronicpain.com or something.
Amen to that.
I know.
Shame on them then. I've had some pretty serious doctors tell me it's not fake. Who thinks this is fake? Good post, Cindy.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Wait, listen to this one. This is so fun. How did I not do this before? Okay, wait, here.
I have MCS or multiple chemical sensitivity, so I try to stay away from certain smells that trigger a flare for me. The weather is my biggest problem with dealing with flares. I do not get much choice in how my body reacts, but I do try to do things that help keep my body relaxed. I like to take a hot bath with Epsom salt, I keep blankets on me to stay warm, and drink hot tea with honey. What things do you do to help prevent flares? Cindy Fibro Colors.
Well, I try.
Cindy Fibro Colors. Wow.
I die because that's the only way to avoid weather.
Yes. Delete the pane. Loading. Error. The file is too big.
Really? Was that a picture? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what you should know about me.
Mm-hmm.
My pain. My pain is not your pain. No. It is not caused by inflammation.
No.
Taking your arthritis medication will not help me. I cannot work my pain out or shake it off. It is not even a pain that stays put. Today it is in my shoulder, but tomorrow it may be in my foot or gone.
Yeah.
My pain is believed to be caused by improper signals sent to the brain, possibly due to sleep disorders. It's not well understood, but it's real.
Mm.
My fatigue. I am not merely tired. I'm often in a severe state of exhaustion. That's sort of a funny term. I may want to participate in physical activities, but I can't. Please do not take this personally. If you saw me shopping in the mall yesterday, but I can't help you with that with the yard work today. It isn't
what?
Because yeah. I don't want to. I am most likely paying the price for stressing my muscles beyond their capabilities.
I know you're making this up. That isn't real.
Just so.
She's like just specifically saying she doesn't want to do yard work because she has pain.
Yes.
So, oh my God.
She goes on about my forgetfulness, my clumsiness, my sensitivities. Oh God, my sensitivities. Let's see. Oh, it could be any number of things. Bright sunlight, loud or high-pitched noises, odors. FMS has been one of the aggravating everything disorder. So don't take me... Don't make me open the drapes or listen to your child scream. I really can't stand it. Well, who can? My depression, my stress, my weight, my need for therapy, my good days, my uniqueness. God.
Can you hear the violins in the background? You hear that?
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure. It's the best I could do. It's kind of modern, but oh well. Okay, so... That's wonderful. Fibro is amazing.
I'm fascinated now.
See how it is?
Okay, I'm going to like this page.
Mm-hmm. But there's the wonderful thing about it is there's dozens and dozens of pages where this came from. There's dozens of fibro pages. And what do they all have in common besides purple, obesity, and in lack of work ethic? Well, they have very bad Photoshop graphics, all of them, and that's pretty amazing.
Well, they can. I don't know if you can take the time to write a 500 word post on Facebook. I think you can figure yourself out.
Yeah, take a class on lynda.com. You know,
that's
a fucking deal.
Yeah. So I'm not fat. I'm just really intelligent. My head couldn't hold anymore. So Sterling, oh God, I fucking Garfield.
Yeah, and I saw like one that said like, I want to take a nap already for tomorrow. I already want to take a nap tomorrow. Fibro colors, you know.
Have you ever had a flare or just get over a really bad flare and have the feeling like something is crawling on your skin?
Okay, that's a yes or no question. Maybe an open question would be better, whoever wrote that. Yes. No. Yes. Oh, here. This looks pretty good. Let me just see. Oh, my God. Christine wrote too much. I'll probably have to cut this bitch off, but let's see what she has to say. She sounds like a kind of a... Yeah, like, doesn't your hand hurt too much to write this shit? It should. My God, this is a long... Hold on here.
Mornings are hard. It takes time to shuffle out to the kitchen for that morning cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Shuffle back to my computer desk. Take my pain pill and wait for the aches and pains to lessen. I do not, I repeat, do not do anything quickly anymore, especially first thing in the morning. Yesterday morning, As I was sitting at my desk, I heard some strange sounds behind me and I instinctively knew that the source of these sounds was a cat.
Oh, instinctively.
I whirled my chair around just in time to see my old boy, Bert, about 6 feet from me, and stuff was coming out of both ends of the poor boy. I am here to tell you that I do not know how I managed to get from point A to point B so quickly. Remember, I do not do quickly, let alone how I managed to get Bert to the garage in a mere matter of seconds. Now, I distinctly remember telling my husband, do not give that horrible overdone shrimp concoction with the rich sauce you made to the cats. They will get sick from it. Well, after cleaning up Bert, the garage floor and the living room carpet, I ventured on upstairs to get my shower before heading to work, when I walked in the bedroom to find not one, not two, not three, not four, but five piles of runny poop. As I hobbled back downstairs to get cleaning supplies, my mouth was going a mile a minute, and I am pretty sure that my hubby knew that I was not a happy camper
like
at this
super
point,
fibro
but
woman.
He was very, very quiet. After cleaning the mess up, I sat down on the edge of my bed, at which point I put my hand down on the bed, you guessed it, put my hand right down into a big pile of poop. Now, I don't exactly remember which four-letter words came flying out of my mouth. However, I am willing to bet my hubby could tell you. As I passed through the kitchen with the poopy bedspread, I did notice that hubby was sitting at the table with his head hung staring at the floor, and he continued to be very, very quiet. I was busy pre-treating the bedspread and stuffing it into the washing machine, all the while yelling at him for giving the cat the damn shrimp with the rich sauce. I am sure he wondered what the hell caused me to stop yelling in mid-sentence, so he did peek his head around the corner to see me standing there with poop all over my arm, my shirt, the washer agitator, the top of the washer, that's right. Apparently there was more poop on the bedspread that I just now had discovered. Now I was the one who was very, very quiet, and hubby, well, I could tell that he was trying to decide which direction was his best escape route.
I am so that's a Cheryl's poop panty pooping story. I'm posting that to her, her status thingy. Let's see, post to Cheryl, ugly hair, Cheryl Trigmarkowski. Did you write this?
How many of you feel you could do a better job than a doctor at diagnosing fibromyalgia?
Me.
I know they need to rule out other health issues, but for some reason there's still so many doctors that do not believe fibromyalgia is real.
Yeah, go figure. What do they know? What do they know? They're doctors. You know,
right. You only go to medical school for, 10 years or something?
Try going to a Chinese acupuncturist. You might get more luck with your diagnosis.
This is unbelievable.
It's amazing and it's fun. And for me, I consider it these pages works of art. They're kind of like, it's kind of like outsider art. They don't really necessarily know they're artists. More like kids doing graffiti. I don't know. There's really nothing I can compare it to. This should be in museums. You know, these poems should be in museums, I think.
It's so amazing. It's like these people are the children of GMO crops or something. It's
Yeah. And I'm sure they have food allergies too. I mean, they're probably on. It would be interesting to look at some sort of database thingy where they show, you know, what groups they're sort of in both of. You know what I mean? Like they're probably cross also in wheat grass allergies, things like that.
Merrily Shellhammer Coots. I am hurting really bad today. My Vicodin isn't even helping. I understand how you feel. I'm going through the same thing. Remember, you're not alone, sweetie. I know, but I sure feel alone. Crying happy face. You are not alone. I'm going through the same thing. Heart.
Heart.
Well, take two.
Yeah. Take another one, you stupid bitch. Really? Yeah, Vicodin, why are you even writing? You should be just high, eating.
Yeah, right? Is it jumped to morphine or something? This is amazing.
It's the best thing since obesityhelp.com. It really is. Anyway, well, I'm glad we were able to discuss something. You made my show interesting. I was tired of masturbating with my Sylvia
clips. On the road again.
You know, she had so much press last week because of this dumbass girl that they found.
What girl?
Oh, well, there was this, you know, Sylvia, for some reason, people call her a fake psychic, which is so redundant, it's just hilarious. Like, all psychics are fake, you dummy. But anyway, so she had predicted 10 years ago, you know, some girl went on Montel Williams and asked her, Sylvia, my daughter was, you know, she disappeared a year ago. What can you tell me? Is she still alive? And she goes, Sylvia goes, no, honey, she's dead. I'm sorry. Well, 10 years later, which was last week, they found the girl and she was alive. So everybody's like coming down on poor Sylvia, like she fucking killed the girl. Or, I mean, raped and tortured and kept her hostage for 10 years. It's like, but all of a sudden, now Sylvia's in the news. And all these like viral video, like professional viral video makers are producing all these viral videos, quote unquote, with Sylvia in them. And they're getting like, now when you type Sylvia, you get all other people's videos. You don't get mine. I've had Sylvia videos out there for years. So now all like the, it's such a fucking racket now. You know, the whole like video shit has turned into a scam. You know, it's been monetized, commoditized. And it's just like for douchey business people too. They all know how to get their boring ass fucking videos on number one, you know, through illicit means. Anyway, I don't know why I went there. Sorry.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think I was through you. I was looking at some of her videos. I mean, come on, who gives a fuck? The person who was found, shouldn't they just be happy?
They're missing the point of Sylvia. She is a she's a comedian. She is hysterical. She's one of the funniest observers of the human condition. I mean, she look at these wonderful things.
Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
Who says that?
Why don't we do that with our souls? Because at 68, I certainly don't have any horrible things wrong, and I've seen so many psychics. People just go down the drain. Little girl.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you, when I was in Porto, so they have one channel on the little television that was in our room that was playing a German television, or I think it's actually Swiss television or Southern German television, but there was a Swiss psychic show. Oh, let me see if I can find it. It was amazing. I wish you could understand Swiss German.
For the audience, Porto is a city in Portugal, right? Where port wine comes from. Yes. Oh, listen to this. I programmed my Jambox to speak German. This is, you know, my portable Jambox thing? Listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I turn it on. It won't do anything. Okay, so that's the sound you turn on. Now, if I press the button, listen. Wait. Hold on. She's...
Akku ist nahezu vollgeladen.
What does that mean?
Play it again. The battery is what?
Akku ist nahezu vollgeladen.
Ist nahezu vollgeladen?
Yeah.
Akku ist nahezu vollgeladen.
Not charging? I don't know.
The battery is already charged up, I think.
Oh, that's good.
It's voll zugeladen, yeah. But then should it say voll aufgeladen?
She says other things, but I forget. Oh, here.
Live audio on.
That's not German, you stupid bitch.
Live audio off.
Ah, here it is.
Akku ist nahezu vollgeladen.
All right. Sorry about that. That wasn't very eventful.
So I'm sending a link.
Okay. And what are you sending me the link to?
It's called Shiva TV. There's this like really strange, scary looking chubby guy wearing a bandana. And he's all holy and mystic and shit. And he reads tarot cards. And he has like psychic friends who have callers, and they talk with him. And the one that I loved, I can't find her anymore. She went on this big long monologue about how she talks to her dead grandma who had powers, and and how her grandma is always by her. And
but this is in German only?
It's Swiss German, so they have to speak a really funny dialect.
Oh.
But you should see these people. It's like the background is always this pink
Yeah, it's pretty. And it's Shiva. It sounds like Sylvia, like they're stealing from her. And the guy with the headband, he looks like Sylvia, but a little younger.
He looks like a monster.
I wish they would hire me. I want to be pretty Lady Madge psychic. Oh, I love the picture with his hands.
Wait, okay. Where's that? Where's
okay,
that?
Go to Mike Shiva. Go to Mike Shiva under team.
Okay.
The team menu. And look at his hands next to his face.
Oh, wait.
You see that?
I think it's...
So this is Shiva.
Oh, my God.
For the audience, this is Shiva.tv. Wow. So you're back in Berlin now, I take it.
Yeah, for about a week and a half.
And then you're going to where? Switzerland? I mean, Sweden? Sweden?
No, I'm going to London.
Oh, and you're going to do a performance?
I'm going to do a video work for a performance piece for a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Waterfront Diaries. And I can never, it's like fibromyalgia. I can never see his name.
What is it?
It's based on the diaries of this artist who was part of the New York City Underground during the 1980s. He was never really got
famous. What was his name?
I'm trying to.
Because it sounds familiar. Barnarovich. Barnarovich?
Let me
try. I don't know why it sounds familiar, but maybe because of you. But
wait, I know. Fire in the Belly. He did a film called Fire in the Belly that got kind of famous. Uh-huh. I look in that Fire in the Belly. Okay. It is. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize it was such a big thing.
Marlon Brando?
No. Fire in the Belly film.
Oh, well, it doesn't. Okay.
David Vojnarovich.
Yeah.
Send you the video. Wait, here it is.
What is this random shit that came on? How weird. What is this? It's so odd, the stuff that comes on randomly when you're like not. What is this? Weird. I don't remember ever getting this. Called These Are Future Powers. Anyway, whatever.
Oh, if you get a chance, you should go see the new life, the new knife show. They're doing a tour right now for Shaking the Habitual.
Yes, it's really good.
It's really nice. It's really nice. They kind of just disassemble the whole concert experience in a way. They do a lot of playback.
Yeah.
But they don't lip sync. And they just dance around the stage being crazy.
Oh, so they play like loops, but they don't pretend to sing it.
They shamelessly just like, poof, okay, let's just dance to our music.
Cool. Oh, that's neat.
It was a nice show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell my friend Krios, who hopefully is listening, because he keeps listening to that fucking album over and over again. Like, obsessively.
The new one?
Yeah. The Shaking the Habitual. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have it too.
I have listened to it. Oh, you don't have the album?
I don't have the album, no.
Oh, it's very good. It is good. And they have some really long things. You know, weird stuff. It's, you know, it's good. It doesn't sound like anything normal, so it's fun.
I've heard it once when they released it on as a playlist on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's been released as Creative Commons, for whatever that means, which I don't know what it means in terms of, like, I don't really get it. I mean, I understand Creative Commons, but it doesn't mean it's free. It just has to do with the redistribution, so I'm not quite sure how that works. But whatever.
Are they just saying that you can use it for sampling and looping, or is it...
Maybe. I don't know. I am actually talking out of my ass. Because okay. I don't know which, because there's different types of Creative Commons licenses. So, anyway, well, thank you for talking to me on this program. I have enough now that I can post something, and I will Yeah, I'm just going to post it without album art because I don't have time for that shit.
Oh, you should just post it with one of these horrible Photoshops.
Of a fibro?
Yeah.
Okay. But I need to put my... I can't just post it. I have to put my face on it or something. And that takes time.
Okay. Do your face and I give it that stupid filter, the fibro filter.
You want to do it?
Yes, I'll do it.
Okay, just do it and type... It's Yeast Radio and the episode number is...
Wait a second, I need to... Okay. Yeast Radio...
And just say 1154. It doesn't matter where or how any of that text goes.
Okay.
And it needs to be 1400 by 1400.
1400 by 1400.
Yeah. And okay. Send me the PSD if you can.
All right.
Because I usually then I resize it for the web.
Uh huh.
Because I need.
Can you send me a picture of your face?
My ugly face.
You said it has to have your face on it.
Yeah. I think if you just Google Madge Weinstein in the photo thing, let me see what comes up. Because I usually Weinstein, and then you do the images, and you see me ugly. Yeah, there's lots of them there. Well, not as many as there should be. Hang on, let me look at my headshots.
Head. It's not you. Oh, that is you.
Well, I was a few pounds lighter back then. I don't know which one you want. Do you want a crazy one?
Yes. I want one of you in pain.
Okay. And this has a green screen, so it'll be easy to deal with.
Great.
Let's see here. Can I do it on Skype, or does that take 3 years? Let me see.
No, it's a JPEG, right?
It's a JPEG.
Yeah.
A JPEG. Okay. There, I'm sending it. Do you see that? 1 megabyte.
Okay. So, I accept...
Look at how fucking slow this goddamn piece of shit is. 25 minutes, it says. I'll just put it in Dropbox and send you a link. This is retarded.
All right. Well, then I'll send you the picture in probably 15 minutes.
Cool. Yeah, because I want to get this done. Then I finna go to the douchey coffee shop, and then I finna go to yoga. And the end of life. EOL. End of life.
Are you going to the one without the bathroom, or...?
No, this one has a bathroom.
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't want you to be in too much pain. I don't remember what I mean. What do you mean without a bathroom? Which one had no bathroom?
The one where you said that the mean woman.
Oh, the coffee shop. Yeah. No, that one. Thank God. No. I thought you meant yoga studio without a bathroom. No, that one, the good coffee shop is open again. Did you see the picture? Did you get the picture? I sent
a
link.
Picture. I downloaded it, so now I have
to... Just make sure you got it so I can... Wait, I have kind of a crazy face.
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm looking now. It's going. Connect, bitch.
It should do the download, not the one with that says
DC. Oh, nice green screen.
Yeah, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's actually from 11 years ago. It's really old.
Oh, great. All right. Well, then I'll work on that and do it right over.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye.
All right. Have fun. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, now I want to play this song in closing. Now I can't remember what it is. It's about fat people. Oh, yeah. Hold on, audience. I'm going to play this song about fat people I found on my web. This is called Bigger is Better by Beth, the Confident Singer. Jesus. Mary, mother of lips. Where the fuck is it? Why isn't it playing? Oh, because I didn't click the link. It's on fucking SoundCloud. See, it's all fucking controlled and shit. Let's see. Bigger... Where the fuck is it? Bigger is fatter or something like this? Let me just go into my goddamn Safari and look at the history of this. Let's see. Fibro Colors. Bigger is Better Master Track. Yeah. By Beth, the Confident Singer, because fat people are always confident. That's why they're fat. Oh my God, I'm going to go to hell. Okay. Let's see. Click to play. Go. Bye, everyone. This is it.
Bigger is better. That's the way to widen your appeal. What's more delicious, a celery stock or a 10-course gourmet meal?
Cha-cha.
Put on a few, it's not so bad. Your man will learn to love it. I've got all I've ever had. In fact, I've got a lot more of it. Bigger is better. An ample shake keeps interest evergreen. Would you rather ride a pogo stick or a full stretch limousines? I may have some mileage on me, but I know how to handle the curves. Bigger is better. That's the key to keeping out of hock. What sparkles more, a diamond chip or a 15-carat rock? Bigger is better. Large and luscious always gets my vote. What keeps you warm, a muskrat muff or a chinchilla coat? When your figure starts to spread, that's no cause to hate it. Do what Ziegfeld did instead. Decorate it, celebrate it. Come on, honey, I need a bigger finish. Bigger is better. Take that tip, and life keeps getting finer. What floats your boat? A dinghy or a full-rigged luxury liner? Too much of a good thing is never enough. Come on, baby, strut your stuff. And that is what I came out here to say. Even my message is heavy. Bigger is better. So better get bigger today. Yeah, yeah. And remember, girls, life is like a paycheck. A generous figure's always nice. Yeah!
Father, help us to eat healthy. I know we cook with that back and all that stuff. Father, help us to be strong. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm ready to eat.